So, regarding superfoods, what does it mean? Are there any faulty conceptions we have about superfoods?
Well, the term superfood is a marketing term. It was created by people who want to sell stuff. There's no medical term that classifies a food as a superfood. You and I were talking a little bit about this before the interview, and you thought that some people might think of a superfood as something that satisfies many of their nutritional requirements, you know, with a single food so that they don't have to worry about, you know, whether they eat the right things. And I think the word superfood is also used to try to sell people products, and people are always out there looking for the next greatest thing that they can market. If we try to dissect this a little bit, there are definitely some foods that have greater nutritional value than others. Let's just limit our discussion to naturally occurring foods, foods that come from nature and that we can eat, you know, pretty much either cooked or uncooked in the form that they arrive from nature. What makes a food valuable to us? It's a couple of components. It's calories, which provide energy. It's vitamins and minerals, which are necessary for your body's chemical functions and physiology. If you wanted to define a superfood as having, you know, the most of all of those things possible, then there are some foods out there that are typical parts of the American diet that are truly superfoods. Milk is the best example. There are certain other foods that are really chock full of a lot of those ingredients that I talked about. You mentioned kale before we started the interview, and kale is a vegetable that is incredibly rich in vitamins, minerals, nutrients, complex carbohydrates, fiber, has no saturated fat or the kind of fat we want to avoid. Amongst vegetables, there are some vegetables that have more value than others. Kale has a tremendous amount of value. So does broccoli. As a rule of thumb, vegetables and fruits that have bright or dark pigments, like the dark green vegetables or the brightly colored or berries, tend to have lots of valuable ingredients in them. But they've been overblown. The benefits of these things have been clearly overblown. The real true superfoods are available already. And it's really unfortunate that people make claims about more exotic types of berries that come from the Amazon or other remote locations. But none of these are miracles. None of them prevent or cure cancer any better than any other. But they all do help prevent cancer. So the more colorful your plate is with naturally occurring foods, the better off you are. If you learn that things like berries and brightly colored fruits and vegetables are like the best, most power-packed foods you can eat, and you start to make sure that every meal has some of them on your plate, then you're doing as good a job as if you were to, probably better than if you buy a powder or supplement or juice where they claim that all the benefits have been extracted into that form, but it's no longer in its full natural form. The point is not to be lulled into sort of believing that there really truly is one superfood that you could live on.
So what I'm getting from our conversation for the past couple minutes is that the meaning of superfoods is very subjective. Mm-hmm. It's not concrete. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I neglected a whole category of superfoods, I think, which are nuts. You know, nuts are incredibly healthy for you. Mm-hmm. There's a few exceptions to that generality. So some nuts are a little too high in fat to be really a healthy thing to be eating on a regular daily basis. Mm. The super nuts, probably the nuts that are the best for you, are almonds. If you're going to eat nuts, I would recommend that you either eat them raw or roasted, but not salted. I would say your top four will be almonds, cashews, pecans, and walnuts. So let's throw the nuts into our superfood group along with the dark pigmented or brightly pigmented fruits and vegetables. Mm. I do have to make one more comment just for fun and add one last superfood, which is chocolate.
Wow. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of bad chocolate out there, mm-hmm. but we're talking specifically about dark chocolate. Now there's some claims that milk chocolate is as beneficial, and you got to be conscious about your amounts too. So we're talking about those individually wrapped kind of squares or servings of chocolate. You have two of those, three of those a day. That's a great treat, and you have that with your handful of almonds, man. That's a pretty great treat in the mid-afternoon when you need to wake up and get some energy.